on 103.9 WFAS.
Well, visit Mazziello & Sons Jewelers, your official Pandora retailer at 545 Sawmill River Road in Ardsley. Let Mazziello & Sons help you pick out that perfect gift for Mother's Day. Tommy Ells for Frank this week in the Weather Center. Lots of sun, gorgeous, best day of the week. Today's it, high 58. Cool again tonight, though, 38. And then clouds and some showers developing tomorrow afternoon, 55. Looks like some rain showers Friday and Saturday, the way things stand right now. 43, lots of sun in Portchester this hour, 44 in Yonkers. And over the last several weeks, if not several months, WFAS and Bruni and Campisi have been asking you to think of somebody you know who's done a good deed or touched someone's life. We have the Help is on the Way award, and of course the nominator gets some nice gifts, but let's see what we have. We pulled a very nice one out. Denise Leibowitz has responded. Here's Denise's story. When I heard about your contest looking for ordinary people doing extraordinary things, I immediately thought about my coworker Paul Ridley. You cannot get more extraordinary than what he is doing. Paul has always been interested in rowing. A few years ago, he learned about ocean rowing, and he was very intrigued about it. The more he learned about ocean rowing, he discovered that people can raise a lot of money by doing this. That's when he had an idea to raise money for a cause very near and dear to his heart. See, when Paul was 17, he lost his mother to cancer. Shortly after she passed away, his father was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Fortunately, his father survived. With this history, you can see why Paul's very passionate about rowing from the Canary Islands to Antigua to raise money for cancer research. That is 2,950 miles. It'll take him 60 to 80 days to accomplish this. His goal is to raise $500,000, half a million. Now, though Paul will have communication with people supporting him on land, he'll be out in the middle of the ocean by himself. He'll only have oars to power him across the Atlantic. Once filled with all his supplies, the boat will weigh approximately 1,000 pounds. He'll row for approximately 10 to 12 hours a day, and he'll try to eat 8,000 calories a day in order to provide himself with the nutrients needed to do this. Paul leaves for his journey December 1st of 2008. He's been training for a long time for this, and he's actively fundraising for it. And for more information, you can visit his website, which is rowforhope.com. Rowforhope.com. Denise says, I'm sure you'll all agree that you cannot find a more extraordinary task being done by an ordinary 24-year-old man. Thank you for considering Paul Ridley in your contest. So how about that? What a nice story. So, Paul, good luck on your journey starting December. Let's see. You said December the 1st, did I say? Well, whatever. Yeah, of 2008 coming up. And Denise, for your efforts as nominator, you win a floral bouquet from Portchester Florist, dinner for two at the Willett House in Portchester, and some other goodies. So congratulations. And don't forget, you can nominate someone who has done has done an extraordinary good deed or touched somebody's life. Just go and look for the Help is on a Way award, courtesy of WFAS and Bruni & Campisi Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning on our website, which is 1039. WFAS.com. Did you hear that story?
Isn't that so great? He wants to raise $500,000.
Yeah, and he's
good for him.
Unbelievable. He's going to be doing quite the rowing thing from, let me see if I can find it, Canary Islands to Antigua, almost 3,000 miles rowing. It'll take him 60 to 80, and he's going to be completely by himself.
Wow.
Wow.
He should get the money just for keeping out of going stir crazy.
Absolutely.
So that'll be what an effort.
He's working out right now. So congratulations again, Paul Ridley, and also Denise Leibowitz. A nice story.